Good evening.
Good evening.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Almost. Welcome. Nice to see you in God's house this evening as we prepare our hearts and minds to celebrate once again the birth of our Savior. Peace on earth. It is possible. And boy, do we need it. Thankfully, it's not just possible, it's a reality. And we're reminded tonight of this reality. A Savior indeed has been born, and He has brought peace to this earth, peace in our hearts. And so we celebrate the fact that the Lord Jesus came as promised to deliver the peace we need in our hearts, a reconciliation with God, and also the ability to be at peace with one another. But as we also know, people ignore the peace that Jesus has brought into this world. And so Jesus calls on us to be His witnesses, to be examples of His peace to the world. And so as we go through the service tonight, let us continue to give thanks to God for the peace that He has brought to us, and also reflect on how we can bring that peace even more so to this world we live in. To God be the glory as we now turn our attention to our opening song, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. We worship this Christmas Eve in the name of the Triune God.
The Father, our Creator, the Son, our Redeemer, the Holy Spirit, our Sanctifier.
Lord Jesus, You are the light of the world.
The light of the world has been overcome.
Let Your light scatter the darkness.
Let it shine in our hearts.
Thank you.
Jesus, whose birth we are celebrating, has said through his Apostle John, Jesus knew why he had come to earth. The evangelist Luke records, we have reason indeed to celebrate this evening. Peace has come. Peace through Jesus.
This is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins.
Reading from Holy Scripture through the prophet Micah, the 5th chapter, pointing out the fact that Jesus is our light who brings security. But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times. Therefore Israel will be abandoned until the time when she who is in labor bears a son, and the rest of his brothers return to join the Israelites. He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they will live securely. For then his greatness will reach to the ends of the earth, and he will be our peace. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please note, for our next song, Once in Royal David City, there'll be an interlude between verses 2 and 3.
Thank you.
A reading from Holy Scripture, this one from 1 John chapter 1, pointing out the fact that Jesus is our light who brings joy. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the word of life. The life appeared. We have seen it and testify to it. And we proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and has appeared to us. We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We write this to make our joy complete. This is the message we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live out the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us from all sin. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Oh,
reading from Holy Scripture, the Gospel of St. Luke, the second chapter, pointing out the fact that Jesus is our light who brings peace. And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census first took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, we say together, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." So it was, when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told them, the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
God's grace and peace and mercy are yours in great abundance. This is all possible thanks to our living Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who together with the Father and the Holy Spirit kept a great promise, one which we are celebrating this evening. Are you happy in your life, with your life? Are you happy now? It's understandable if you're not. Life can be harsh even at Christmas time. Can you have joy though you're not happy? Absolutely. Joy, our joy is rooted not in ourselves or in our circumstances. Rather, it is rooted in God's love. And that's what we're celebrating here tonight. one of the best examples of God's love. Jesus Christ came into this world, took on human flesh, fulfilling a promise regarding our salvation. And though we may not be happy due to life circumstances, we still can have joy because our joy is rooted in the salvation that Jesus has accomplished for us. Peace, it is possible. Peace on earth. But we can miss out on it, can't we? Not the happiness per se, but the joy that Jesus had in mind for us when he fulfilled that promise. Here's how we can lose it. If we claim to have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live out the truth. As well as, if we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. Jesus wants us to have joy in our life, and he has made it possible for us to have joy. And for those who claim to walk with Jesus and yet go and live a life contrary to what Jesus has spelled out for our lives in his holy word, he minces no words and says, we lie and do not live out the truth. He gets right to the heart of the matter. Jesus is not a fan of hypocrisy. You say one thing, then back it up with your words. In fact, through the letter James, Jesus makes that point clear as well. When he talks about faith without works is dead, you say you have faith, well then back it up by your works. No, your works don't save you, but works give evidence that you are walking with Jesus. And then that second part, if we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. Is there a sin that you're refusing to admit? And if so, what is that sin causing? It's causing you to miss out on the peace and the joy that Jesus came to accomplish for you. Because again, he says, if we claim to be without it, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. Jesus is all about truth. John 8, Jesus said, if you are his disciples, then you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. He's made the truth very easy to find. It's in his holy word. He is the Word. He is the truth. He has withstood attempt after attempt to get rid of his truth. But his truth still stands. His truth still convicts hearts when and where it needs to be convicted. And there's not a one of us here that doesn't need our hearts convicted. And so Jesus warns us and encourages us. Do not lie about your walk with Jesus, and do not lie about the fact that you are a sinner who needs saving. Because if you do, the truth is not in you, and you miss out on the joy and the peace that Jesus wants for you. It's not really that hard to have that peace and the joy. In fact, he makes it possible when he says, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us from all sin. And then adds, if we confess our sins, he, God, is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Why is that so important? To remember and to have and to put into practice? Well, John, by inspiration, writes, we write this to make our joy complete. Our joy can be complete by not holding on to our lies and our sins, but rather holding on to Jesus and what He has done with our sins, holding on to His truth. The truth our world, which includes you and me, desperately need. Now more than ever. Because our world's searching for truth, but that's nothing new. It always has been. And the truth has always been right there before them, but they're looking for something else. Well, by the grace of God, you have been led to know the truth and to hold on to that truth. We pray that continues, and God now is using you to lead others to that truth, which can truly set them free, to give them peace in mind and in heart, even though the world is in turmoil. That's the kind of peace that Jesus has brought into this world. A peace that transcends, surpasses all understanding. Either you have it or you don't. And with that peace comes joy. Our joy can be complete when we walk in the light as He, Jesus, is in the light. Then we have fellowship with one another, fellowship with God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, with fellow believers, past, present, and yet to come. What a fellowship. What a complete joy. And so we confess our sins, the ones we're aware of, and even the ones we're not aware of, but God knows. And what does God do with those sins? Because He is faithful and just, He forgives those sins. He doesn't hold them against us. He doesn't bring them up against us again. They have been removed from us, from His sight, as far as the east is from the west. That's how great His faithfulness is and His justice. Jesus came into this world to make our joy complete, purifying us from all unrighteousness, not His, our unrighteousness. And He did just that. That little baby, when Mary looked in His eyes and those little fingers and those little feet, she was holding the Son of God, the Savior of the world, her Savior, she confessed, and the Savior of all. And she could only ponder what would happen to Him. She did not know, could not grasp how He would grow up and be ridiculed and rejected by even those who claimed to have fellowship with Him, be beaten and scourged, crucified. But He would rise again. Our joy can be complete because that little baby was not an ordinary baby. He was the Son of God and Son of Man. He came that we might have fellowship with Him and with one another. That's really what Christmas is all about. Do you know of somebody who's missing that? Who's searching for last-minute gifts, perhaps? Thinking this is a way to make somebody happy? And then when they open up that gift, they'll go, eh. How many of us are in the rat race of life? Missing out on the peace and the joy. Oh, it's that, not that we're not supposed to work hard. God wants us to work hard, but not at the expense of the peace and the joy that He has for us. So as with every Christmas, may this too be a celebration, praising God for real, for the peace and the joy that He has made complete for us. an opportunity to celebrate with family and friends, even if we're not with them in person, but Lord willing, we can be with them in some other way. And for those who have gone on to heaven already, we look forward to that great celebration in God's time. Because their joy really has been made complete. And tonight we just get a foretaste of that joy that is awaiting us. But what a joy it is now and will be. All because God kept his promise. Jesus came, lived and died and lives again. No ordinary baby. So your joy can be complete. Celebrate that, dear friends. Amen. We continue with the singing of Go Tell It on the Mountain. Sing to the Lord, praise his name, proclaim his salvation day after day.
Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all peoples.
Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth.
Let the heavens rejoice, let the earth be glad, let the sea resound, and all that is.
Let the fields be jubilant and everything in them. Then all the trees of the forest will sing for joy.
For he comes to judge the world in righteousness and the peoples in his truth.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Sing to the Lord.
Praise.
A special prayer this evening. Lord, we ask that you would be with the physical well-being along with spiritual well-being of Judy Lawson's brother as he is enduring a rough time right now. Lord, we ask that you, according to your will, restore his health. But if not, continue to give him the fortitude to look forward to a reunion with you. Lord, give him peace of heart and joy. We ask this in Jesus' name, who has also taught us to pray.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
May the blessing of the eternal God be upon us, his light to guide us, his presence to shelter us, his peace to unite us.
Amen.
Again, wish you a joy-filled Christmas. Great to see you in God's house this evening. May you enjoy your time with family and friends and wishing people a Merry Christmas, praying that they may have the joy and the peace that Jesus wants for all people. Tonight at 8 o'clock, we're having a service of readings and carols. Yeah, we were going to have it in the Rose Garden, but with the weather, we're going to move it inside. And then Christmas Day, we have our worship service at 10:30. And then on Sunday, our regular 8 and 10:45 services. And then New Year's Eve, we'll be celebrating the blessings of God past and looking forward to future blessings at 5 o'clock. Again, enjoy your evening. Merry Christmas. Thank you.